Shalom, חברים.
Hello, friends. Our attendance and duty today are the groups of Barnaul, United VG, and Moscow number 8. The right of speech goes to Moscow number 8.
Доброе утро.
Good morning. Friends, World Kli. Today, I have the privilege on behalf of 10 number 8 to say a few words that in some way may be rewarded with uplifting the spirit and giving some inspiration.
Тема моих разговоров будет работники Творца.
It seems that what we will be talking about is the greatness of the Creator.
Сейчас принять свои сердца.
And in order for it to be clear, let's now try to accept into our hearts all those who hear us right now and all those who cannot hear us right now. But we think about all of the friends in our entire worldwide society in order for them to be able to receive inspiration and open up their heart towards a meeting with the Creator. And I'm saying to everyone, L'chaim, great friends, let's try to connect with each other. L'chaim.
I'll read an excerpt
from Rabash, letter 40. Through the wearing of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each one will bring warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that dvikut, adhesion, unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a new thing entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him. Because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself, since man can toil only where he feels pleasure. And since he is beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, he naturally cannot think of himself. Reading again, letter number 40 of the Rabash. Through the wearing of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart. And the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that dvikut, adhesion, unites two into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that a new thing entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself, since man can only toil where he feels pleasure. And since he is beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, he naturally cannot think of himself. United VG, go ahead.
The
question for an active workshop. How do we evoke in the friends sparks of love? Again, a question for an active workshop. How do we evoke in the friends sparks of love?
We awaken sparks of love through connection. We awaken love and all the previous impressions we had. Preparation for the lesson, preparation for the Zooms we have, and within the Zoom meetings we have.
Yes, the more we will be in mutual concern that the friends are in the society, in the intention, trying on the one hand to pray, but on the other hand, practically to be organized correctly, any form that can bring closer the friends and strengthen the connection between us.
We can awaken sparks of love through personal example, through acting, and awakening the friends. Seth.
The inspiration, jealousy that I have for all the friends in my tent and all they do for the group, makes me respect, appreciate, and love them. Coleman.
They don't speak Shania.
It's not enough that I will just be concerned about the friends. Rather, it's also important that the friends will know that I'm caring for them. So we also need to... Well, if I help a friend, even to bring him the greatness of the goal, the friend, it should be presented also in the right way. Mushi.
We awaken sparks of love by thought, action.
Yes, a common intention that is manifested through all the actions that we perform, it awakens the upper one so that he will awaken us towards connection.
The desire to reach adhesion and any means that are for awakening, they should be brought to the group. Sharon.
Привычку,
Вопрос. Просим Высшего дать нам ощутить любовь в сердцах товарищей.
A silent workshop. We ask of the Creator to let us feel love in the hearts of the friends. Again, a silent workshop. We ask of the Creator that He will let us feel love in the hearts of the friends.
Thank you.